Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Kiddushin Daf Ayin Zayin. We are holding on Daf Ayin Zayin Amud Aleph at the top, at the Mishnah on Ayin Zayin Amud Aleph, as we are here in the last week of Maseches Kiddushin and of Seder Nashim. Today's shiur is sponsored by Dr. David Lander, in honor of his wife and children, and Li'ili Nishmas, his mother, Golda Basimcha, Alea Shalom, and is also sponsored Li'ili Nishmas, Billy Hilda Kasavsky, Rachel Hindel Brindel, Bas Alexander Ziskin, by her husband, Leon Kasavsky, age 102 years old, by children Sam and Maxine Kasavsky, by Michael and Ziva Kasavsky, and Judy Cooperman, Natan, and David Natan, and also in the zchus of freeing all Jewish captives and the success and victory of all of our soldiers in Israel. Amen. We thank both sponsors very, very much for the sponsorship. So what we're going to discuss today is essentially the concept of chalal v'chalala, meaning what happens to the children, to the sons, the daughters, how far does it extend when we have this psul of chalal v'chalala, and that's going to lead us into a discussion on the bottom of Amud Aleph about Isser Chalal Isser Rein Isser Chalal Isser, because we're going to end up talking about what if a Kohen Gadol sleeps with a woman who's an Almana three times over. So does he violate three Isserim? Does he violate one Isser? What if it's a woman who's an Almana and a Grusha and a Chalala and a Zona? So does he violate four Isserim? So can one Isser already be Chal on the other Isser? So that's basically the only two topics of the daf. What's going to make someone a chalal or chalala? What passes someone the kahuna? How far does that transmit down in the lineage? And that issue of isur chal al isur. So let's begin with the Mishnah on the top of Ayin Zayin Amud Aleph. So it says Mishnah: Bas chalal zachar psulim in a kahuna li olam. A bas chalal zachar, meaning a male chalal, has a daughter. So that daughter is not allowed to marry a kohen, and that psul goes no matter how many generations you removed from the source of the chalalus. Meaning, if a man is a chalal, his sons are chalalim, and the sons of those sons are chalalim, and the sons of those sons of the sons are chalalim, and if at any point any of those sons have a daughter, that daughter is psula l'kuhuna. So that's halacha number one. Yisrael shanasa chalala bitok sheira l'kuhuna. If Yisrael marries a woman who is a chalala, so the daughter is mutter to marry a kohen. A bas chalala is not a psul kuhuna. So basically what we said is a bas chalal is pasul l'kuhuna, but a bas chalala is not pasul l'kuhuna. Chalal shanasa bas Yisrael bitok psul l'kuhuna. A chalal marries a bas Yisrael, the daughter is going to be pasul l'kuhuna, which is exactly what we said in the first line of the Mishnah, right? We said that a bas chalal zachar is psulim in akuna. So that means a chalal marries a regular person, the daughter's pasul l'kuhuna. The Gemara is going to ask why we're so repetitive with that. Within the first three lines of the Mishnah, two of them are identical to each other already. So we'll get to that in the Gemara. Now the Mishnah discusses what about the daughter of a ger or a giores marrying a kohen? Rabbi Yehuda Omer bas ger zachar ki bas chalal zachar. That the daughter of a ger zachar that he has after he's megayer, even though he's married to a regular bas Yisrael, has the same din as the daughter of a chalal zachar, which we said already twice in this Mishnah, is pasul l'kuhuna. So the daughter of a ger is also pasul l'kuhuna, according to Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov Omer, Yisrael shenasa giyores bitok sheir l'kuhuna. The daughter of a giyores, if the father is a regular Yisrael, the daughter of a giyores is ksheir l'kuhuna. The ger shenasa bas Yisrael bitok sheir l'kuhuna. But not only that, the daughter of a ger is kosher lakuna. Aval ger shenasa giyores bitok psul lakuna. It's only if both parents are gerim, Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov says, that you have a psul kuhuna. And then and Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov adds that the din of a bas hager is echad ger ve'echad avadu meshucharim. It's whether it's a regular ger or an eved kanani that was meshuchar who also has a din of a ger afilu ad asor adorus. And that goes down even 10 generations of gerim or avadim. The din is that their daughters are going to be psulus lakuna ad shetei imam Yisrael, until the mother of the ger is a native Jewess, and then you're going to be considered to be Yisrael, and it's going to be bituk sher lakuna. A third shita, Rabbi Yossi Omer, af ger shenasa giyores bituk sher lakuna. Even if both parents are gerim, the daughter is going to be kasher lakuhuna. So it turns out that there are three shitos about the kashrus of the daughter of a ger for kuhuna. Rabbi Yehuda's shita is that if the father is a ger, she's pasul. It's just that the the mother's a Gioris, it's no problem at all. We only look at the father, and that's going to pasul. The father is Ger. Reb Elazar ben Yaakov's Shita is that only if both mom and dad are Gerim does it pasul Lakuna. And the Shita of Rabbi Yossi is no one's pasul Lakuna. No child of a Ger, Gioris, or a combination of Ger and Gioris is going to be Pasul Lakuna. They're all going to be Kasha Lakuna. The Gemara in tomorrow's daf is going to explain that Rabbi Yossi's Machshir only when it was Harasa V'Leidasa B'Kedusha, that the child was conceived after both mom and dad converted, then we're going to say that Bito Ksheira Lakuna. Good, so those are the three opinions about the daughter of a Ger. So in our Mishnah we learned about that a daughter of a Chalal, of a male Chalal is Pasul, female Chalala is Kasher, and three opinions about what we do about the daughter of a Ger, whether a Ger is Kasher, the daughter of a Ger is Kasher Lakuna or not. So those three opinions. So says Gemara, my Liolam, why does the Mishnah say that a Bas Chalal is Pasul Liolam, right, until the end of all generations? It could have just said that a Bas Chalal is Pasul, meaning the Halacha is very clear that if a Chalal has a boy, has a son, that boy is a Chalal. So he's just Viter a Chalal. So it doesn't matter how many generations you go down, it's just another Chalal. So a bas chalal by definition means li olam. Why do you have to mention li olam? So mal de tema, one might have thought midadav mitzvah adomi malalon lach shlosh doros. Just like mitzvah adomi becomes mutter after shlosh doros, avkanami lach shlosh doros. So I would have thought over here also becomes mutter lach shlosh doros. So kamash mal. That's why the Mishnah is telling me no, that the psul of a chalal extends forever, that it doesn't become okay after shlosh doros. The Makna asks, the lashon of the pasuk by a chalal is v'loy chalal. And the mashmos of the word zaro is that iser is there forever. So why would I assume that the psul chalal this is only ashlo shadoros like mitzvah adomi, meaning mehechitesi, meaning that what's the basis for such a hava mina that it should be like mitzvah adomi, that the psul runs out after a few generations? So the Makna explains that we would have derived it that he's mutar b'dor shlishi from a kalvachomer from mitzvah adomi, because a bas shal chalal is kshera lakuna, whereas a bas of a mitzris ve'edomis is psul lakuna. I mean, in our Mishnah we said that only a male chalal produces a daughter that's pasul lakuna. A female chalala does not produce a daughter that's pasul lakuna. The daughter is kasha lakuna. Whereas by mitzri ve'edomi, even a female mitzris ve'edomis produces a psul kal. So if by psul mitzri ve'edomi, where the nekevos pasul their children, and nevertheless they, so you think they have a more of a koach psul, and nevertheless it's mutalach ador shlishi. So certainly a psul chalal is where the nekevos don't pasul their children, so it should be mutar lach ador shlishi. The reason we be'emes don't learn such a kal v'chomer is because the drasha from the lashon of zaro, which implies that the iser is noheg l'doros, is better than the kal v'chomer, meaning a beferish, a word in a pasuk, overpowers the kal v'chomer. So it tells me to override any potential kal v'chomer. So that's the havamina, that's the maskana. Yisrael shanasa chalala. Now the Mishnah had said that if Yisrael marries a chalala, a female chalala, so the daughter is kasher lakuna, because says Marminan Emili, how do I know that a chalala does not pasul the daughter lakuna? Peshur raises the question. It says in the Mishnah back on Samach Vavam Beis that kol makom sheish kiddushin ve'ein avera, meaning when you're allowed to get married to somebody, then we're holchem achar hazachar, then the yichus goes after the father. Yesh kiddushin ve'yesh avera, if the kiddushin is chal, but it's a prohibited kiddushin, then you're holchanachar hapogum shebishnehem. You go after the parent that is more problematic. So over here, eina vera, there's nothing wrong with Yisrael marrying chalala. There's no iser of Yisrael marrying chalala. So obviously you should go achar hazachar. If the father's not a chalal, only mom is a chalala, so it should be no problem. So what do you mean, not immediately? I need a pasuk? I don't need a pasuk. It fits the klal of the Mishnah that there's no problem if the mom is a chalala and dad is not a chalal. So the Pnei Yeshua suggests that without the Gezer Shava that we're about to quote, we would have darshan from the fact that the pasuk says v'lo yichalel zaro, that a chalala pasels as well, because we compare zaro lo, that just like he pasels his daughter, so too his zera should pasel the daughter, and zaro implies not just sons, daughters as well, so it would imply that his daughter pasels her daughter as well. That's why I need a pasuk to tell me otherwise. So Gemara says, where is the pasuk that tells me that the daughter of a chalal is not going to be a problem l'kuhuna? So Rabbi Yochum, Yishum Rabbi Shimon, Nemar Kan, it says when it comes to chalal, v'lo yichalel zaro ba'amav, that you shouldn't marry a woman who's asura secret to you, because that's going to cause your children to be chalalim. And when it comes to the Isra of Tumas Kohanim, it says, lo yitama bal ba'amav, that a Kohen cannot be mitame to his wife, who is asura to him, to be involved in her burial arrangements when she's betoch amav, when there's someone, when she's not a meis mitzvah, and there's someone else that could bury her. So meaning normally a Kohen is allowed to be mitame to his wife, but he's not allowed to be mitame to his wife if he wasn't allowed to be married to his wife in the first place. So right, there's not even avelus when he wasn't allowed to be married to his wife in the first place. So we learn from Gzeirah Shavah ba'amav as follows: malalan, just like the Yisra of Tuma zicharim v'lo nekevos, only male kohanim are musar in the Yisra of Tumas Kohanim, and nekevos are not included in the Yisra of Tumas Kohanim, because the pasuk says emeral kohanim b'nei Aaron and midashim b'nei Aaron v'lo benos Aaron safkan zicharim v'lo nekevos. Over here also, when it comes to chalalus, it only gets passed down through the males; doesn't get passed down through the females. So it says, wow, elameato, if we're going to exclude nekevos from chalolos, bito shel kohen gadol, tishteri, let's say kohen gadol marries an alman and they have a daughter, that daughter should be muterously nasa the kohen. Why do we assume that she's asura? So it says, gemara, miksiv bino, does the Torah say by a kohen gadol that marries an alman of lo yichalol bino? That would imply bino and abito. Zaro ksiv, it says zaro, it doesn't say bino, lo yichalol zaro biyamav. Zaro implies that his daughters as well, and therefore if a kohen gadol marries an almana, the daughter is going to be pasul l'kuhuna. So ask the Gemara. So it's Gzeirah Shavah comes to exclude nekevos from a psul chalalos. So in a chinami, we have this one case where a kohen gadol marries an almana that the daughter is going to be a problem, but bas bino tishteri, let the daughter of the son of the mechalel be mutter to a kohen, because we should be able to learn from Gzeirah Shavah that like, just like bas bito is mutter, so bas bino should be mutter as well. Even though we darshan from the word zaro that we passel some nekevos, but maybe that's only the first generation, meaning the man is mechalel his children, male and female. But anyone in the future generations, maybe there's any girl is okay, because it's benovlo, we exclude nekevos from the comparison to tuma. So it says Mark siv lo yichalel zaro. The word zaro implies the zera of the father. So it turns out that this word includes the father himself and his zera, because makish zaro lo, we make a comparison between the original mechalel and his offspring. So mahu bito psula, just like the original mechalel, his daughter's pasul, sa'af beno bito psula, so too his son is going to produce a pasul, a daughter. So it says mar bas bito titaso, so but then by that same token, let his daughter also produce a pasul, a daughter. Why do we assume that his son, that the son of the Kohen Gadol who married the Almana, is going to produce a pasul, a daughter, but the daughter of a Kohen Gadol who marries an Almana does not produce a pasul, a daughter? Says Marian Kane, Gzeirah Shavah, Maya Hani, but Gzeirah Shavah has to accomplish something, meaning essentially over, what there is over here is tension. That we have one drasha that says that we have a hekish, where we compare it to Tumah, Gzeirah Shavah rather compares it to Tumas Kohanim. So there's something that's only, that there's some problem that only relates to men and not to women. Yet on the other hand, we have Zaro. It doesn't say Beno, it says Zaro. So it implies that women are included in the Psul Chalal. So you're going to have to say that, yes, women are included in some way, but not quite the same as men. So that's what we're saying, that in the first generation, it's all the same. But in future generations, it only passes down, the psul only passes down through the males. It doesn't pass down through the females. We then said in the Mishnah, oh, by the way, if dad is a chalol, the daughter is pasul l'kuhuna. So it says, that's the hatanalei resha. That was the very first line of the Mishnah. Bas chalol pasul l'kuhuna li'olam. What are you repeating in the first three lines? We have the same halacha twice. So it says, I did tana resha, Yisrael shenos chalol, tana namisef, chalol shenos bas Yisrael. Really, once it's just telling me about Yisrael marries a chalala, so it just phrases it in the flip, you know, flipped around as well, of a chalala that marries a bas Yisrael, but in a chinami, there's no chiddush in telling me that line of a chalala that marries a bas Yisrael, that the daughter's pasul l'kuhuna. So the Mishnah had said that a bas chalal zachar is pasul l'kuhuna. So it says Gemara, you should know, not everyone agrees to that, that the daughter of a male chalal is pasul. Masnis and dolok Rabbi Distoy ben Yuda, that's against the Shita Rabbi Distoy ben Yuda. The Tanya Rabbi Distoy ben Yuda Omer, kishem she b'nei Yisrael mikvatar l'chalalos, just like b'nei Yisrael that marry chalalos become a mikvatar for the chalalos, meaning they're mitar, the daughters that are born from that marriage, to be makshir them to kuhuna. Kach b'nos Yisrael, so go to regular Benos Yisrael that marry Chalalim, Mikvatar al-Chalalim. The offspring that they're going to produce are not going to have any kuhuna problems. So you see that the Rabbi Tzitzai ben Yehuda holds that if a chalal male marries a bas Yisrael, the child has no problem with lakuna against our Mishnah. My time is Rabbi Tzitzai ben Yehuda, where Rabbi Tzitzai ben Yehuda gets such an idea. Amakra lo yichalel zaro ba'amav. It doesn't say ba'amimav, which would be b'lashon rabim, to learn that it's from shtei, that even when they're from shtei amim, they're from two different types of people, that zaro nischalel. It says amav v'lashon yachid ba'am echad hu demechal. Then when the man and his wife are from the same am, it doesn't mean like Jewish or not Jewish. It means when they're both chalalim and they both have the same basic yichus issue. That's what creates chalalos. That you want to know what's going to generate third generation chalalos if the second generation are both chalalim, mom and dad are both chalalim. B'shneyam menu mechal. But if mom is a chalal and dad is not a chalal, or dad is a chalal and mom is not a chalal, then that's not going to generate chalalos. So whereas the Tana of our Mishnah, and we went to great lengths to explain where the Tana of our Mishnah got this from, that chalalos passes through the father's side of the family and not through the mother's side of the family, Rabbi Tzai, Rabbi Yehuda says, no, it passes through neither side more than the other. It's only the combination of the two that would pass chalalos on to the children. So now the Gemara brings a brisa that derives from Psukim that someone who's married to a Kohen be'isser is mischalalos menakuna herself, that the woman who marries a Kohen in a prohibited way becomes mischalalos menakuna. So Tanur Rabban, the brisa tells us as follows. Kohen Gadol marries one of the psulos. Lo yichalal zaro. Ein li al zaro. I would only know that it creates a problem with chalalos for the children. He atzma minayin. How do I know that the woman herself becomes a chalala? So which is a strange thing, meaning she was asa lakuna anyway, right? Meaning that's what we're talking about. We're talking about a woman who's asa lakuna. So the mainaf kamina that she becomes a chalala. She's a grusha, so she's not allowed to marry a Kohen anyhow. You would think the whole nafkamina of being a chalal is not allowed to marry a Kohen. So that's what Rashi points out, two nafkaminas. First of all, she might just be an almana. So if she's an almana and she marries a Kohen Gadol, she now is the equivalent of a grusha. So even if that Kohen Gadol drops dead, so she's twice an almana, she's weiter still an almana. No, she's also a chalal, so she wouldn't be allowed to marry a regular Kohen. The other nafkamina is when it comes to truma, that if her marriage ends and she doesn't have any children, she can go back to Trumas Beis Aviyah if her father's a Kohen. So we're saying, no, once she had this prohibited marriage with a Kohen, she is a Chalala and she's not allowed to eat Truma. So it makes somewhat of a difference for her. So how do I know that that's true? How do I know that he atzma minayin? So amrit kavachomer, it's kavachomer. Mazaro shalo avra avera mischalel, he shavra avera enadin shemischalelas. The children didn't do anything wrong. They were born into it. Their parents were the ones that did the avera. And they become chalalim, so the woman herself who did an avera should become a chalala. So who atzma yuchiach? But that's not true. Not every time someone does an avera do they become a chalal. Look at dad. Dad just did this terrible avera. He didn't become a chalal. Shavar avera ve'in mischalal. He's kashal avoda. As soon as he divorces her, he's going to be kashal avoda. Question is, why is it that he's pasal avoda when he hasn't divorced her? Is that a din d'oraisa or is that a din d'rabbanan? The Marit writes that the isra to be oved ad shemegare is only midrabban, that while he's still married to a grusha, he's going to go and do the avoda there. It's unthinkable. So the rabban said you can't allow such a thing. But it's not an issur d'orais, meaning he's still a kohen. He's not a chalal. Whereas Rabbi Eliyahu Mizrahi in Tshuvas HaRe'im, Simon Nuntes says that calls man that he is married, he is mischalal minatora, meaning he is a chalal. He's just a reversible chalal. He's a chalal that could be undone by getting divorced. We have such a thing when it comes to duchening, right? A kohen is married to a grusha is not allowed to duchen. A Kohen could do all sorts of terrible averos. He could eat cheeseburgers for lunch every single day, and he could still duchen, even though he's doing terrible averos all the time. He could still duchen, but something that's a problem in his kohuna, we're not going to allow him to do Kohen things. So he's not going to be allowed to do the avoda if he's married to a grusha. So anyway, but he's not mischalel in the sense that as soon as he divorces her, he's going to be vaiter allowed to do the avoda. So malahu shekein ein mischalel b'kol makom, that by a kohen he's never mischalel, even if he comes on, if he's boel other women that are asuras to him, like a shivcha or a zona. Tomer bihi shemichalel b'kol makom, but a woman who's nivela l'pasala becomes pasala kuna. So if there's anybody that could become a chalal, it should be the woman and not the man that's involved in the Avera, because a woman we find is mischaleles by being nivela l'pasula. Men never become pasul by being boel psulim. Vim nafshach lomer, if you don't like that kalvachomer, that you can't learn that she's mischaleles from the fact that Zaro is mischalel, and therefore we should be makshir her. So there's another makar to tell me that we're not makshir her. Amar kra lo yichalel Zaro, lo yichulal zesha yikasher v'nischalel. Lo yichulal means that there are some people that were once kasher and now become mischalal. Now the children that are born out of the marriage of an alman and kohen gadol were never kasher; they were born into chalalos. So who's the person that was once kasher and is now mischalal? That's mom. That's the woman, the alman herself, who married the kohen gadol. Mayim nafshach lamar. Why do I need that other reason? What would have been the problem with the kal v'chomer that you need to bring another pasuk that we need a im nafshach lamar? So Maritz says, what kind of question? Why don't we just say we need the pasuk because we're in masirin min adin. There's a rule that you can't learn a losa say from a kal v'chomer. So you can't learn an azhara of a chalala from a kal v'chomer. I need a pasuk to provide an azhara. So he says, no, the kal v'chomer would have been megala that the yisra chalala that is said in the Torah includes this woman who is nischalala by getting married to a kohen, and therefore that's considered mefurish by the Torah. That's not considered kal v'chomer. Kal v'chomer is when the very iser is derived from a kal v'chomer. Ein masirin min adin is when the very iser is derived from a kal v'chomer. Over here, the iser chalalos, we know what the iser chalalos, meaning the iser chalalos is mefurish in the Torah. Who's included in the iser chalalos? That's what we're deriving from a kal v'chomer. So that's why the Gemara is saying the kal v'chomer is a perfectly good source. So why do I need a second source of a chitem? And maybe you're going to say that the whole limud from a kal v'chomer, that if the child who didn't do any aveira is going to be pasul. So we said the kal v'chomer mom who did an aveira is for sure going to be pasul. Well, he called a mifrach. He could ask a pirchan such a kal v'chomer malazaru shekein yitzirasa ba'aveira. That it's true. The child has an advantage over the mother that he never did anything wrong, but he has a disadvantage in that he was never kosher. His holy yitzira, his coming into this world, was ba'aveira. So I'm a crowd. That's why I need a second pasul. Lo yichale, lo yichale, zashaya kosher v'nischalal. That there is somebody who was once kosher that becomes nischalal. And that is the imam. So the Braisa had said that if someone was married to a kohen be'isser, she herself becomes a chalala. So now the Gemara brings a Braisa that explains which halalos mefurish in the Torah and which halalos we only derive from drashos of chacham. So Tan Rabbanu, ezui halala. What is the halal that is pasul lakuna? Kol shenoldim min psulim. Anyone who's born from psulim. So my psulim. What do you mean? Which women that are pasul are we talking about? So ilay ma psulim lo. If you're going to tell me that it's talking about that anyone who's boel, any of the women that are pasul to him that he's not allowed to marry, even the Yisrael who marries someone that he's not allowed to marry, since the bia is ba'avera, the vlad is a halal. Well, that's not true. Hari Machzor Grushaso. Let's say a Yisrael, Allah is if Yisrael gets divorced, he's allowed to remarry his wife. But if she got remarried to someone else in between, then he's not allowed to remarry his wife. So let's say Yisrael gets divorced, his wife gets remarried to somebody else, and then he's Machzor Grushaso. Absolutely asur to do. To psul love, she's asur to go back to him. And nevertheless, Ubaneh Ksherim. Any daughters that are born from that second time around in their marriage is Kasher Lukuna, even though it was prohibited. Tichsiv, because the Pasuk says by Machzor Grushaso, so that Toeva who? He Toeva he rather. He Toeva Vaitin Baneh Toeva. And we learn that she's a Toeva, meaning this is terrible that they got remarried. They're not allowed to. But the children are not going to be Toeva. They're going to be Kasher Lakuna. So it can't mean to tell me. The Braisa cannot mean to tell me that Kol Shenoldim and Psulim mean anytime anyone does any Aveira that the offspring are going to be Halal and are going to be Psulim Lakuna. Because here's an example of an Aveira. Yisrael is Maksim Grishasa Be'isr and the children are not Pasul Lakuna. Anyone who's born from a psul kuhuna, that the father was boel, a woman who's asura to him on account of him being a kohen. That's what we say the children are going to be halalim. So nolda in, lo nolda lo. Sounds like only someone who's nolad from psul kuhuna is a halala. But if you're not born from psul kuhuna, you're not a halala. What do you mean? What about an almana that is boel a kohen gadol, a grusha or a zona, that's with a kohen head? Where they weren't born as a psul kuhuna, nevertheless they become a chalala when they go and they marry the kohen husband, or in the case of the almana, the kohen gadol husband. So you don't have to be born into it. So it says Gemara, Amar Rabba Hachi Kamar, Ezi Chalala Muskeres Shelo Hayila Shasa Kosher Klal. What is the chalala that is muskeres, that is mentioned, that doesn't have a shasa kosher at all? Kol Shenodim Psul Kuhuna. Someone that's born from Psul Kuhuna. So what does that mean? My muskeres. What do we mean by the word muskeres? Amar Gitzel Barav Nachi Kamar, Ezi Chalala Sheikara Midivri Torah Vein Shrichal Nefarish Midivri Sofrim. What is the chalala when the Torah says the words, V'chalala Lo Yikachu, and I don't need the Chacham to make a drush Rasha to tell me that this is a Chalala? Kol Shenol Dabim Psula Kuna. When the Pasuk says Chalala, it's most obvious that it means a Grusha marries a Kohen, the child is a Chalala, and Almana marries a Kohen Gadol, the child is a Chalala. Those are the examples that don't require a Drasha. The idea that a woman, that the Almana herself becomes a Chalala when she marries a Kohen Gadol, that requires a Drasha. Tanu Rabbanan. So now the Gemara brings a Braisa that discusses the number of Chiyuvim one has when they marry a woman who has multiple Psulei Kuna. So what if a woman is Almana, Almana, Almana? She's a woman who became an Almana three times from three different husbands. Einu Chayev Ela Achas. Obviously three different husbands. Most people only die once. So Einu Chayev Ela Achas. So you're only going to be Chayev once. So the reason we'll see you soon. Grusha, Grusha, Grusha. If she's been divorced from three different husbands, Einu Chayev Ela Achas. Almana Grusha Chalal Zona. She's a woman who has won the puzzle lottery. She's all these problems. She's an Almana, she's a Grusha, she's a Chalala, she's a Zona. So Bezman Sheim can say there, when it happens in that order, meaning that she became an Almana first, and then she got remarried, and then she got divorced. And then she married Be'isser, she married a Kohen Be'isser, and that made her a Chalala. And then she had a Bia with one of the Psulim or Krovim, she had a Bia Snos, and that made her a Zona. So Chayiv al Kalachas Vachas. So then the guy is going to be Chayiv, four Malkios for each of those Averos. Zinsa, but if she had a Znus from one of the Krovim or from Mamzer, and then Nischalala, and then a Kohen was Baalur, so she became a Chalala, and then Niskarsha, then she became a Grusha, then Nisarmala, then she became an Almana, and the Kohen Gadol decides to marry her, Einu Chayiv Elacha. So the Kohen Gadol is only going to be Chayiv for one Isser. So Amar Mar. So let's unpack all of that. Almana, 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 Einu Chayiv Elacha. We said Almana, 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 you're only Chayiv once. Hay Almana, Hechidami. What's the case that we're talking about? I Lema Shaba Al Almanas Ruuvein, Vi Al Almanas Shimon, Vi Al Almanas Levi. If he slept with three different women and each of these three women happens to be an almana, so why on earth would you only be chayiv once? Meaning if you sleep with three different women that are all asurim, so of course you're going to be chayiv separately for each and every one. After all, Hare Gufin Mukhlakin, Hare Shemus Mukhlakin, the Gemara says. They're different people and they come from different husbands that had died. Reuven died and Shimon died and Levi died. So of course you're going to be chayiv al kolachas vachas. Ela Shaba al almana achas shalosh bios. No, it was one almana that he had three bios with. So since it's only guf echad, say echidami, idelo asubei, meaning it was the same woman, she's only been an almana once, she was married once, her husband died, and then the Kohen Gadol sleeps with her three times. So that's what we're saying, that you're chayiv al kalach. So, well, what's the case? Idelo asubei, if they didn't give her a separate hasra before each bio, they only gave him one hasra and everything. So pshita deno chayiv al achas, of course he's only going to be chayiv one time, because it's only guf echad, hasra achas. How would you divide it up? Ela de asrbe akol chada v'chada. No, it must be that before each bia he got asra. Watch out, she's an almana, you gotta stop living with her. So amai enu chayiv ala achas. Well then why would he only be chayiv once? Then he really taka should be chayiv three times. But I mean, if you keep on doing the same aveira over and over again, and you keep on getting asra over and over again, so of course you're gonna be chayiv separately. You eat a kazayis nevela, someone says, don't eat another kazayis nevela, and you eat another kazayis nevela and tell you, don't eat another kazayis nevela, you keep doing it, of course you chayiv separately each and every time. But it's not nazir shayishos yain kol yom kulo. If a nazir is drinking wine all day long, ainu chayiv al achas. So if he drinks a whole bottle of wine at once, he's only going to be chayiv one time. But omer lo, they tell him al tishta, don't drink, and he takes revius of yain, and then they tell him again al tishta, don't drink anymore, and drinks another revius. Vehu shos, and he keeps on doing it. Chayiv al kalachas vachas. Obviously you're chayiv al kalachas vachas. So here also, if they keep warning him before each and every bia, of course he's going to be chayiv al kol achas. Of course he's going to be chayiv separately for each time. Now why is it if a nazir drinks all day one time that he's only going to be chayiv achas? So Rashi is quoted in the Ritva in Maseches Makos because he could say that he forgot the original Asra'a because it was more than Kedei Dibur since the original Asra'a. The Ri is quoted by the Ritva that if there are no Hasra'os to divide up the shtios, it's considered one long shtia. So it's one maisa isser. It's considered one maisa isser. Tos Rid writes that he could say that he thought that he's not going to be chayiv al kalachas v'achas because no one told him he's going to be chayiv separately. So he got the asra. He realized that he kept on doing an isser, but he figured that he's got a freebie for today. You know once he's violated, that he could keep on going. But anyway, that's the din by a nazir. So what's the case over here? So it says Mar Latzricha. Sheba al almanas Reuven, shahayis almanas Shimon, shahayis almanas Levi. No, the case is he was boel one woman who was an almana three times over. So Ma'u Detei Mahare Shemos Muchlakim, I might have said that it's three different Shemos. It's Almanas Reuven, who is Almanas Shimon, who is Almanas Levi, so you should be Chayv three Malkios, Kamashmon Guf Muchlakim Bidin, but it's one woman. Since he's only sleeping with one woman and he's up with her once, so it's only one Isser, Veleka. You need Guf Muchlakim, you don't have Guf Muchlakim over here, and therefore it's only going to be one Chiyuv. Then we say Almana Gusha Chalal Zona, if they're in that order, you're Chayiv Al Kol Achas V'Achas. So it says, "Hi, Tana, my Kusavr. What does this Tana hold exactly? Ikusavr Isser Chal Isser. If he holds like the sheet of Tanaim that holds that one Isser could be Chal on that which is already Aser, in that you'll get double Malkus, and therefore the Isurim of Almana, Grusha, Chalala, and Zona could each be Chal one on top of the other, so you could be Chayiv Malkus for each and every one of them. So why is the Brisa Makbid that it has to happen in that order? In Ibchanami, even if it happened in the reverse order, if Isser Chal Al Isser, so this woman has all of these different Isser." Surim, you should be chayv separately. And if you hold that einus chal aliser, that once something is aser, no other iser will have room to be chal, then if you say there's a namilah, then no matter what order it happens in, you should not be chayv multiple times. There's a machlokas rishonim whether this din of einus chal aliser is a svara or it's derived from a pasuk. The shita of Tosfos in Masech Sanhedrin is that it's derived from a pasuk. Because Gemara Chulin says that if a kohen tamei eats truma tamea, he's not chayv mis for eating it while he's tameh, because the pasuk says umesu bo ki yichaleluhu. But this was truma tameh, which is mechulelas va'omedes. So you see, because there's no isra achilas truma betuma, meaning that the isra achilas truma betuma is not chal on the isra of achilas truma tameh, meaning they're two separate isra. There's an isra for a kohen who is tameh to eat truma tahora, and there's an isra for a kohen who is tahor to eat truma tameh. So what if he's tameh and the truma is tameh? So the isra is not going to be chal on the isra. So you see, that pasuk teaches us that halacha, that einus chal aliser, that it's derived from a pasuk in the Gemara over there. But Tos Yishalim says that no, the din of einus chal aliser is a svara. Once something is aser, why do I need another? What benefit is there by calling it some other iser? It's already aser anyway. So says Gemara. So which way do we hold over here? Answer Gemara: Amarava haitan isur chal aliser islay lesley. Rather, we hold the rule is ein isur chal aliser. But there are exceptions. Isra Mosif Islay. When the second Isra adds another thing that was mutter on account of the first Isra, so then, and now it expands the Isra to include more things, that's when we say Isra will be Chal on another Isra. So Almana is Asru L'Koyen Gadol, but Shari L'Koyen Hedyot, when she was an Almana, she was Mutar Asru L'Koyen Hedyot, Savile Grusha, Mikod Itosav L'Isru L'Gabi Koyen Hedyot, Itosav L'Isru L'Gabi Koyen Gadol. When she becomes a Grusha, now she becomes asura to a kohen hediot as well, and therefore, if the kohen gadol sleeps with her, he's now in violation of two isurim because that second isur of grusha had makom to be chal. Adayin shari lemechel betruma, but even if she was a grusha, she's allowed to eat truma. Havila chalala, but then she becomes a chalala. Migud itos of isur lemechel betruma, and since that isur has some new mashmaus that almana and grusha didn't have, in that it would possible from eating truma. So therefore, itos of isur lagav kohen gadol. Therefore, it will also be a third Isser when the Kohen Gadol sleeps with her. So that's the three Isser. Elazona, my Isser, most of his. But says, well, yeah, but what about the fourth one? What is added when you have, when she becomes a Zona? So Amar Rav Chana bar Rav Kitina, hol v'shem znus, possibly Yisrael. If a Yisrael's wife is Mizana with someone while she's married to him, she becomes Asura l'Baila. So over here also, even though there's no znus, tachas Baila, since we find a shame Isser znus, as being an Isser Mosif, so it could be Chal again, this woman could become a Zona, when she can have a new Isser Zona that could be Chal on the already existing Isser Almana, Grusha, and Chalala. Even though her becoming a Zona is just Nivala L'Pasala, doesn't really add anything new, but since the concept of Zona sometimes would add extra Isurim, so over here also we view it as if it's adding something extra. So now the Gemara brings a Braisa that discusses Isser Chalal Isser when it comes to Yisuri Kuna. Tani Tana Kamed Rav Sheshes. someone who knew a lot of brises, Palpeh, said this brise in front of Rav Sheshes. And he said about a Kohen Gadol, where the Pasuk says, that a Kohen Gadol has to marry Dafka a Besula. And then it says, Almanu Grusha Chalal Zona, as Eile Lo Yikach. They did not let him marry an Almanu Grusha Chalal or a Zona. So, Kol Shehu B'Yikach, any woman that is a, when she was a Besula, it says Yikach, meaning is Ra'ui for a Kohen Gadol, Harehu B'Lo Yikach. The Kohen Gadol has an Isra of Lo Yikach when she then becomes an Almana. But any woman that when she was a Besula, he would not have been allowed to marry anyway because she has some other Isser, Eino Belo Yikach, does not become, when she becomes an Almana, does not get included in the Isser Almana. So we learn that an Isser Almana is only by a woman who otherwise was Ru'i L'Kohen. Prat L'Kohen Gadol, Shabal L'Achas Almana, and that excludes a Kohen Gadol who's Boel, his own sister is an Almana. He was never allowed to marry her in the first place because she was his sister. So but when she becomes an Almana, she doesn't become an Isser Almana to him. She's already Asura to him as a sister. So Amalei, Rav Shesha said, Damar Lachmani, who taught you this Brisa? Who's the Tana that taught this Brisa? Rabbi Shimon, he must be that it's Rabbi Shimon. Damar Ein Isser Chalal Isser, that holds that Ein Isser Chalal Isser, that she, since she's already Asur Mitam Achoso, so she's not going to also become Asur Mitam Almana. Titanya, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Hoch Nevela B'Yom HaKippur Mpata. Rabbi Shimon says, if a person eats Nevela on Yom Kippur, he's Pata from Kares, for that he would normally be Chayiv for eating on Yom Kippur, because the Isra of Achil B'Yom HaKippur is not going to be Chal on the already existing, pre-existing Isra of Nevela that was there from even before Yom Kippur. And maybe you're going to say, no, maybe the animal dropped dead on Yom Kippur, so the Isra Yom Kippur came first, yeah, but then it was Eivor Min HaChai before Yom Kippur. See, either way, this animal, this piece of meat was Usr before Yom Kippur, so the Isra of Yom Kippur is not going to be Chal on it. So too, the Isra Almana is not going to be Chal on the Isra of Achoso, which predated it. So Di'i Rabban Hamri Yisru Chalas, because if the Brisa were going like the Rabbanan hold an Isser is Chalal Isser. Says, well, no, I feel the Tem Rabbanan. It could be that the Brisa is going even according to the Rabbanan. Ki Amri Rabbanan Isser Chalal Isser, Ani Mili Isser Chamar Al Isser Kal. When did the Rabbanan say that one Isser could be Chalal and another Isser? That's an Isser Chamar being Chalal and Isser Kal. Like Yom Kippur is an Isser Chamar because it's Chiv Kares. It could be Chalal and Isser Nevela, which is only a Lav of Isser Kal, Isser Chamar, Lo Chayil. But to have a lesser Isser be Chalal and a greater Isser, that the Rabbanan are going to agree is not going to happen. Achoso was a much worse Isser than Almana L'Kohen Gadol. So she was already Achoso, so the Isser Kal of Almana, which is just a losase, is not going to be Chal on the Isser Kares of Achoso. Ikeda Amri Hamani Rabbanani. Others say that this Brisa must be going like the Rabbanan. The Amri Isser Chal al Isser, who hold that one Isser will be Chal on another Isser, because Kam Rabbanan Isser Chal Isser, Hani Mili Isser Chamal Isser Kal, of Isser Kal al Isser Chamal L'Chayil, because it only goes in that direction when it's an Isser Chamal being Chal on an Isser Kal. D'i Rabbi Shimon, because if this Brisa were going like Rabbi Shimon, so then the Brisa is really not being mechadesh anything. Hashta Isser Chamar al Isser Kal lo Chayil. If Rabbi Shimon holds that even an Isser Chamar of Yom Kippur can't be Chal on an Isser Kal like Nevela, so then the Brisa is not telling me anything. Isser Kal Isser Chamar mi bayi. Do you need to tell me that the Isser of Almana can't be Chal on the Isser of Achoso? We don't even allow a more severe Isser to be Chal on a less severe Isser. Obviously, we're not going to allow a less severe Isser to be Chal on a more severe Isser. So the Gemara says, nah, that's not such a raya. Ma'u detema Isser Kuna shiny. I might think that Isser Kuna is different than all other Isurim, because the Torah gives a lot of extra mitzvahs that are only by Kohanim. So maybe even Rabbi Shimon is moda that another Isser could be Chal, which is not an Isser, it could be Chal on another Isser that's not an Isser Kuhuna. Meaning Achoso is not an Isser Kuhuna. So since Kuhuna is so unique, I might think that an Isser Kuhuna could be Chal on the Isser of Manal Kohen Gadol, which is an Isser Kuhuna, could be Chal on a pre-existing Isser of Achoso, which is not an Isser Kuhuna. So Kamash Malan, that's the Chiddush of the Brisa. So the Brisa could be working Bain L'Rabbi Shimon or Bain L'Rabbanan. So Amalei Rav Papa L'Abayi, Yisrael Abba L'Achoso Zona Mashvila. Yisrael is Baal, his sister, he makes her a Zona through that Bia. Chalala Mashvila or Lo Mashvila? Does she become a Chalala through that Bia or does she not become a Chalala? Mi'amrin Kal V'Chomer M'Chayav Ilavin. Do we say that it's a Kal V'Chomer from Chayav Ilavin, like Alman Al Grusha, which are Psuli Kuna, Havi Chalala, so M'Chayav Kriz Lo Kolshkein. If a woman is a Grusha or an Almana that marries someone she's not allowed to marry, a Kohen or a Kohen Gadol, she becomes a Chalala. So when you violate Chayav Kriz, you should for sure become a Chalala. Odilma in Chalala El Misurikuna, or maybe Chalala is only from Misurikuna. Amalei in Chalala Misurikuna. Yisuri Kuna Bilvad. No, Chalala only happens from Yisuri Kuna. It doesn't happen from any other relationship. So that, from tomorrow we'll get into why that's so. Rav is going to discuss Minaha Milsa that Chalala can only happen from Yisuri Kuna. Okay, everyone have a wonderful day.